Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. Beginning in 1985, our guest today was the mayor of Louisville and the combined Louisville-Jefferson County metro government for 21 years. And from what I've read and a lot of people have told me, Jerry Abramson was one of the best mayors in the whole country. He's now the lieutenant governor of the state of Kentucky. And we actually have more in common than the Derby and the Preakness, because you were a friend of Mayor Schaefer, and I think he was a little bit of a mentor to you. Is that right?
No question. I came to your community in 1985 and spent some time shadowing William Donald Schaefer to really understand what it was to be a mayor of a big time American community, and he set the bar in my mind and was definitely a mentor for me.
What did you learn from him?
Well, I learned the vision thing from him, and it just happened to have been the time when you all were trying to decide what to do about a new Baltimore Oriole baseball park. And there was a lot of pull and tug going on, as I remember, in the community, dealing with should it go inside the city, outside the city, or whatever. And I remember visiting with him, and when I came from Louisville, just as a thank you for allowing me to travel around with him, I brought him a Louisville Slugger, and where you normally would see the name Mickey Mantle, it had William Donald Schaefer.
I bet he loved that.
He did, and carried it with him to a press conference where he said this new Baltimore stadium or ballpark was going to be in the city or else, and he pulled the bat out and swung it around. So it's the vision thing. You've got to think broader and farther than most people are in your own community. You've got to be able to then articulate it clearly to ensure that they understand that vision, and then you've got to do everything you can to literally get people to join with you to bring it to fruition.
And carrying a big stick like a Louisville Slugger doesn't hurt.
So, well, he got it done. Camden Yards is alive and well.
And you know what? It's still thought of as one of the great baseball parks in the United States.
Well, from my perspective, I was so excited when he took me over to see the facility, and then I came back with a follow-up mayor and went to see a ball game. And then we, in my community, we don't have a major league team, but we have a triple-A team. And going to work one day at City Hall, I passed an old factory right near the Ohio River that had a big sign on it for sale, and it had been in existence since the 1920s, an old factory with brick walls all around it, etc. And lo and behold, we bought it. Created an opportunity for it to be the entranceway into a new ballpark that was built behind it overlooking the river, and we have our own tiny Camden Yard. We call it Slugger Field.
That's phenomenal. Well, thank you for joining me today. It's always great to talk to you. You know, the vision thing is certainly long with you, and you've had such a big impact on Louisville and on the state of Kentucky. I really appreciate you talking to me today.
It's my pleasure, David. Good luck and enjoy the spring.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.